This is George Saul from CSB Contractors in Suffern, New York, and you're listening to Managing Snow and Ice with John Allen on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, John Allen. I'm here with our co-host, Tammy Johnson, who is going to take a moment right now to tell us about our guest.
Absolutely. Tonight we have with us Dallas Steiner. Dallas is the president and CEO of Venture Products, the manufacturer of Ventrac tractors and attachments. Dallas has over 35 years' experience in designing, manufacturing, and marketing outdoor power equipment. He grew up the youngest of seven boys and remembers how his father taught each of them how to be innovative and use their talents for good. He watched and learned from his father how to build custom farm machinery. Dallas took this inspiration and began building custom ag and lawn equipment in the 1970s. He has served in various roles throughout his career, from professional welding, supervising assembly, purchasing, marketing, and even sales. And in 1996, Dallas, along with some business partners, formed Venture Products Incorporated with the goal of building industry-leading, compact, articulating tractors. Through Dallas's leadership and experience, today, Ventrac is recognized globally as an innovator of quality equipment for snow contractors and commercial turf maintenance professionals.
Dallas Steiner, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks, John. Good to be with you.
You and I have known each other for quite a while, and a few years back when I visited the Ventrac factory in Orrville, Ohio, he let me play with the equipment, and I saw it work in the snow because there was about a foot of snow on the ground, and I really liked how it performed. You know, I was really impressed with the manufacturing process, the people, the equipment. Tell our audience a little bit about how Ventrac came into existence. What's the history?
Yeah, good, John. I tell you what, I just appreciate the opportunity to touch base with you. And I can recall a bunch of nights coming down from the Ontario side on those snowy nights about 8, 9 o'clock in the evening. And you'd say, yeah, let's meet up at Applebee's or something. And we just had a good time just touching base with business and product. And tell you what, I always appreciated those times.
Okay.
But, yeah, good stuff. But, yeah, history-wise, as Tammy said there in the introduction a little bit, I've got a lot of years that, you know, as a kid just growing up, spent a lot of time with a welder in my hand. We had a father who was very creative, and, of course, there were seven boys, so, and I was a baby. I was the youngest of them. Tell you what, we learned a lot from him. And just kind of through those years, we learned the art of steel, doing a lot of work with steel. And then in 1975, we actually all seven brothers got together and incorporated a business, and where we made the agriculture and turf equipment. So really it goes back to those days, but more recently with the Ventrac product, it was more in the about 15 years ago in 1998. We had a bunch of dealerships and customers that says, you know what, we need a few changes out here in the articulating four-wheel drive units, and they wondered if we would get back into it. And so that drove us into getting back into tractors again. Been doing that ever since, so been having fun at it.
Dynamite piece of equipment, no question about it. As you know, I wholeheartedly endorse the Ventrac product for replacing laborers to do sidewalk snow removal. And in a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about how that came to be that you got into the sidewalk snow business as part of Ventrac's product line. Now, you just mentioned you've got seven brothers, and some of them, if not all of them, are or were in the business at one point, right?
Yeah, we way on early in the time frame. Yes, we were all in the business, but this last time when we looked at the Ventrac going in and making tractors again, there was four of us involved with it at that time. But yeah, it's been a joy to work with family. In fact, I've got actually about 30 shareholders that are part of the Steiner family, so I'm responsible to that bigger group.
Many companies do have close family working in the business. It happens a lot with snow companies and landscape companies.
Okay.
Sometimes there's an awful lot of friction that goes on. That doesn't seem to be the case at Ventrac. Why is that?
John, I think it really stems from our roots. If I go way back, our parents were definitely great models with modeling for us guys the art of servanthood and working together. And part of that being part of servant was to do good to others and always trying to make life easier for others. And I think as we incorporated that quite a bit into our own daily lives, it did help a lot as we, you know, focused on that core competency in regards to doing good to others. And I think it had a big impact for working together as a family, as a group. that was modeled for us and really worked well. So, you know, yes, we had friction. There was times that we needed to hammer it out and get beyond certain things. But on the other hand, one of the things, too, that we had as a family, too, was we all knew how to put out 110%. And I think that had a lot of bearing, too, a lot on what we did and how we did it. And some of us possess more abilities at the design side of it and others more in management and sales and things, so we kind of all found our niche. Yeah, good years, but again, right now I do work with two of my other brothers and thoroughly enjoy it.
Good. It's nice to hear that because normally it's quite different. So let's get back to you. What do you do? Tell us what your job is at Ventra.
John, I just love my job. Tell you what, it seems like I spend approximately 50% of my time in leadership here at the plant, here at the operations here in Orrville, Ohio. And, you know, the nice thing is I have an awesome, awesome leadership group here, management group. So when I'm out, they can pretty well take over and do what they need to be doing. So the employee body, too, awesome, committed group to what we're doing here. And the other 50% that I end up doing a lot is in the international sales. Seems like sometimes when you email me or call me, I'm kind of on the other side of the world, and I love that part, to be involved with other cultures and other locations that really believe that our Ventrac is really fit well into. So I spend probably about another third of my time, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 days a month in traveling. So like I said, 30% of our product is exported. Some of those larger countries that we do support there and export to is Japan and South Korea, Australia, Sweden, and Canada. So on the road a lot, but I do love what I'm doing.
You just came back from Australia, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, and I just got home the other night from Western Canada, in Alberta and Edmonton and Calgary, and got a couple of new dealerships up there, too.
This product that you're exporting, is it the tractors or is it the snow product?
Yeah, John, it depends a little bit where we're going. A lot of it in the Asian market, particularly like Japan and South Korea, Singapore, Malaysia, is more geared towards the golf industry. Got an awesome unit that can handle the slopes with a contour deck or real decks on it. We can go up to a lot of those locations where a lot of the competitors can't really go to. So pretty much very heavy into the golf industry in those markets. A lot in the Europe market is focused more towards the municipalities and contractors, and that's really focused more towards the snow contractors as well as the landscape group. And then we get into the municipalities also where, they're using it for snow, the Ventrac for snow removal, and then also using it for mowing grass in the summertime. So it just kind of depends where the location is at.
Okay. I'd like you to tell our audience, by the way, we're here with Dallas Steiner, who is the president of Ventrac, or actually it's Venture Products. They make Ventrac. And Dallas has come on the broadcast to tell us about Ventrac, and apparently they're a multinational company exporting product all over the world. But, you know, we are about managing snow and ice here, and I'd like you to tell our audience, Dallas, if you would, a little bit about the progression of the development of Ventrac with regards to the snow equipment, which is specifically designed for use on sidewalks. That's kind of a niche area. Tell me how that progression took place.
Yeah, John, we always knew we were good at pushing snow. Sometimes we didn't always know how good we were. We was always, you know, four-wheel drive. We had the ability to get in and out of places real easy and simple, and always did well on the smaller areas, like the sidewalks and things. But here a number of years ago, and that's kind of when we met you and went to a number of people and said, you know what, this is our product. We wanted to research that a little bit and find out what the needs were out there. What are the most difficult areas that, you know, were involved with managing in the snow industry? And one of those was the sidewalk clearing. And so doing some of that research and kind of coming back around, we really dedicated our time to making sure that we had our product that would fit that focus. So we made some adaptions a little bit and made sure that we had a good piece of, let's say, the V-blade, strengthen it up a little bit, making sure that we had what it would take to handle the snow needs there. So that was kind of a strong focus here 4, 5, 6 years ago that we really pushed ourselves into and just realized that, boy, we could really take care of a need that a lot of your guys are facing out there in the industry that we could help them out with.
Sidewalk work has always been a giant pain in the butt. And it's been because everybody does it predominantly by hand, and most snow contractors try to shy away from it. But the advent of mechanized equipment, and there's other pieces out there that people move snow with, but you know, using an ATV can be very, very dangerous, because if you hit an imperfection in the sidewalk, you can just eject that guy off the ATV. And while skid steers are an alternative, you can't see real well sometimes with them. You've got to back up and make a turn. You've got yourself a bit of a challenge. The Ventrac, now, to be fair to our audience, when I was down at your facility, there was a foot of snow out in the back 40. And your guys took that thing up a hill with the blade down. So strong was something that I witnessed myself. Was that something that you did intentionally, or was that just a byproduct of the engineering process?
What, to teach you how to go up a hill while pushing a foot of snow real fast? Shoot, John. No, I tell you what, it's just a little animal clawing away that does that, the Ventrac. I tell you what, though, you know, as you look at some of those areas, and you mentioned them there, you know, you can get out there and do them by hand. You can get the walk behind machinery, four-wheelers, and then you can even go to the larger units where you got the larger articulating units. But what the Ventrac really slides in and does is, you know, it is four-wheel drive, very maneuverable, easy, agile, loves to hang on those curves. And, again, you know, even on the turf side of it, you know, we can go up a 30-degree slope, so we're used to doing those things. But really, we got the equipment tailored around, you know, the snow and what is needed for the sidewalks. And some of those things were, you know, more with a rotary broom, you know, where you're taking 2, 3, 4 inches of snow off the sidewalks, and the V-plow for, you know, that precise control of snow movement. And if you're going to get really heavier snow, then you got the snow blower and got spreader on behind. So there's a number of things there that we just feel like we have good, strong power unit that can really be versatile. And even if you change the attachments back and forth, you know, within a minute you can change from a broom to a snow blower. So it doesn't take long, you know, for those guys out there doing the work to be able to switch around and have another piece of equipment on. So
the other thing that I noticed, guys around the country that have put salt spreaders on the back of ATVs, and they work to a certain degree, but then they end up being, you know, back heavy, and steering's a little difficult because there's so much weight in the rear end. You guys have one of the best salt spreading units for a mechanized piece of equipment that I've seen. It's almost as if the whole thing is designed to be able to spread salt while you're plowing, and so you can eliminate the having to go back with a rotary fertilizer spreader and put it down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who came up with that, Dallas, but whatever it was, that engineer deserves at least a dollar an hour.
Yeah, when you put the combination together, it really makes, you can double up your speed there too, and really makes it a lot easier to be able to do both of them. And, you know, with the broom too, a lot of times when you get right down against the cement and be able to sweep the path, you know, any snows of any sort, and right down if there is ice, it allows you to at least get the salt right down on the ice instead of having a bunch of, you know, like a blade would do, leaving some snow on the asphalt or snow or the cement that you have. So, yeah, put them both together and really can make a nice operation.
Now, to be fair to the audience, there are pieces of equipment out there that do a phenomenal job for sidewalks, but you're going to spend $150,000 to $200,000 on those pieces of equipment. The nice thing about Ventrac is you're going to be able to get into a mechanized piece of equipment and a heated cab with a salt spreader on the back and the implements on the front for well under a third of what one of those really expensive municipal equipment pieces cost. Now, I'm not telling you to raise the price, but you know, the audience should know that for between 25 and 35% of a couple $100,000 piece of equipment, they can get into damn near the same thing that does a really good job.
Right.
Don't raise the price, okay?
Okay, no, keep it there.
Alf, we're going to have to take a short break here so we can pay some of the bills. I'm going to have you back in about 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll continue on with this. Will you stay with me, please?
Yeah, very good. Thanks.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Dallas Steiner, who is the president of Venture Products that makes the Ventrac tractor that is, for our purposes on this show, is an ideal piece of equipment for utilizing on sidewalks. Dallas, I've done a couple of independent studies, unscientific, but I've got people who are using your product that tell me that they can eliminate 10 laborers on the right site of using a mechanized piece of equipment. Have you had any feedback from anybody that gives you that same kind of data, or am I telling you something you don't know yet?
No, we hear that, and, you know, we have some people that have some groups that, you know, have 6, 8, 10 units, and again, I think where I hear it the most, again, it goes back to, you know, those that are doing it by hand, where they're, you know, it could be a university or whatever, but just it's the tough part of getting people out there at the right time in the morning to do those types of things, or, you know, same way with the contractors, but where, you know, like you're saying before, with the solder on the back, you can just almost make that one pass with a broom and clean it right down there, and you're ready for whatever needs for the rest of the day. So, no, we hear those numbers also.
Okay. All right. For those who may not believe those numbers, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm just going to let you go and tell us what you know about the product. Why Ventrac? Now, you've got a piece of equipment that's specific to a niche area of the snow and ice management industry, and that being sidewalk snow clearing and de-icing. Why would snow contractors use a Ventrac as compared to the other things contractors can use to clear walks? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but tell me what you know.
Well, John, most of the contractors, when we did our research, were saying this is one of the most difficult areas to keep up with, to get the right people, the right crews together to be doing, getting these sidewalks as clean as they can be. And as we looked at it, realizing that, you know what, our product, the tractor in itself, and what it can do, you know, it's 4 feet wide, the one, and the other one is 40 inches wide, so you can get on those sidewalks and do a lot of work, whether you have a broom or a blade or a snowblower on it. And why, again, the labor part of getting somebody up at 3 o'clock, if you have to have a big group, the walk behind, you know, works well for the smaller properties or the short sidewalks, but, boy, we can just get in there and do a lot more work at, you know, with a one-pass type system. The other thing, even on the four-wheelers and ATVs, and some of them, you know, might have a windshield type thing in, but tell you what, when you don't have a cab on, or even like a skid steer sometimes, boy, that exposure to the elements outside is really cold. And so we got a great cab as you can sit in, and basically that was one thing we did when we come back. We said, let's make a good cab that, you know, somebody can get set in that thing and also just be able to enjoy what they're doing. And I think even, and we all know that some of those with blades on and like a four-wheeler to hit that, you know, the concrete spots there on the walkways, if it hits on there, it could really throw somebody forward. You know, the Ventrac gives, of course, the plow will, has spring-loaded, will break for you, but also allow you to relax back and not have that full impact like some of those would. And I think even on the other bigger things, too, why Ventrac, even on the larger ones, and you mentioned that they're, you know, if there's no reason in many, many, many cases to have, you know, an 80, 100 horse type unit on a small 4 foot wide sidewalks. And the Ventrac can offer a lot of those things that makes it so much easier. Your weight, you got good traction, but you don't need a large, big unit to do all that hard work, or to do that work that the Ventrac can do. So, easy controls, and we sure aren't over, you know, we don't have to have that big 90-horse unit to handle a 4-inch snowfall. So, again, that's one of the reasons why the Ventrac does awesome on the sidewalks with good transport speed and plenty of power in what it needs to do.
Now, you have two different size units that are used on sidewalks, right?
That's correct.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, no, the 3000 series is a smaller unit and has a 21 to 24 horse engines in it, diesel and gas, lean, and where you would sit on the front end of the cab and then have all your attachments to the front on it with the engine in the back. The 4000 series is has the engine on the front end and your cab, and you yourself would sit on the back. But again, has the same type of attachment sitting on the front end, a little larger unit, a little more beefier unit, but both of them will give we'll do well with you on the sidewalks clearing.
Now, not unlike a skid steer or an ATV, these are articulating, correct?
That's correct. So, and even articulating the other way, the oscillating side of it. You know, if you jump like a 6-inch curb or something, the Ventrac can just jump right up on it and articulate or oscillate right up on the 6-inch curb, and not hard to climb up on it.
I've had people tell me that it jumps up curbs nicely. I mean, it's not like try to take a skid steer up on a curb. You got to hit it dead on. But this thing, you can almost win at an angle, and it still climbs a curb.
That's correct. Right. Mm-hmm. Makes it very easy that way.
Now, all the controls for the plow are inside the cab, correct?
That's correct.
So it's self-contained. How about the controls for the salt spreader there in the cab, too?
Yeah, that is correct also. Mm-hmm. We have the gauge to open the gate.
The guy gets in there and takes off his jacket. It's like he's plowing snow. He just in a pickup truck, he's essentially self-contained.
Yeah. No, it'd be the same way. You could take off your jacket and sit back and enjoy the day, basically, in sub-zero type of degree weather. So, yeah, no, you're good with that.
What about the salt on the ground when you're plowing? You know, with trucks, the salt gets thrown up underneath. And trucks have a little bit different setup because all the electrical components are inside. You've got electrical wires on this thing, too. Are they protected from the salt?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that was one thing, John, I think when we talked 4, 5, 6 years ago, what are some of those things that we need to do different and improve upon our machines? And so, that we've worked very diligently at trying to make all our wire harnesses definitely sealed to keep out the salt, very much like the automotive industry. So, yes, that was one area where we improved upon immensely and has helped us a lot just because of that area.
Now, is there, With all of the advancements in equipment and now that everybody's got computers here and there to make things work better, are there any computers in these things?
Well, good you asked that. Tell you what, this last, about a year ago when we changed our model on our 4000 series, we did put a onboard computer diagnostic system on it. And the nice part about that is, you know, if you do have an issue somewhere, whether your light's out or this or that, you can diagnose that issue right away from the computer box. So, yeah, it is nice and definitely, can help that operator. If he does have something happen, he can check it out very quickly and know right where to go to fix it.
It's like being in the cab of a truck. You got the cup holders in there?
Yeah, we do. Oh, by all means. You can put a hot mug in there and a coffee thing. Sure, not a problem.
Okay. No beer. No.
Yeah, no beer. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So.
Wow. I've spoken to a number of people and I've been down to the factory and been inside one of these things, you're telling me a lot of stuff I didn't know. That's all real good stuff. You guys, one of the things that I hear contractors tell me is that they want to order these things like in the summertime because they've been told that if they wait until winter. Sometimes you guys are a little bit behind because you're selling so many. You guys' growth has really accelerated in the last few years. How are you dealing with that?
John, it's tell you what, I mentioned at the front end that we've got an awesome group here that knows how to handle growth. And when you're growing, and this is the way it's been, between a 20 and 30%, even plus, every year for, let's just take the last 10, 11 years, our growth pattern has been strong. And again, I give a lot of credit to the group that's doing it here. And even a lot of people ask, well, what's your warranty like and things like that. I tell you what, we got an awesome group of employees that can work, that do an exceptionally job at they're doing. And, proud to say, a lot of times the industry standards is at 2% or so. And, we've been under 1 for many, many years. And, it's just a good feeling to know that we're doing what we need to do out there for each of the, whoever we're selling to, the market that we're going to, and it feels good that way. So, yeah, growth, it makes you have to push your walls out a little bit farther, and it challenges you every day to make sure you can handle those things. And just recently, this past year, we've put an addition on, or really we have always been in 2 locations here, and we took the 1 location and put another facility up, 116,000 square foot building, and have put that facility over into it. So all of our engineering, our fab and welding and warehouses is done out of that facility. So that's given us a lot of room to go ahead and continue to grow and expand on it, and been good for us.
The Where's the growth come from? Has it been from the snow and ice management? By the way, we're here with Dallas Steiner, who is the president of Venture Products. They build the Ventrac tractors and snow equipment. The growth that you've experienced, Dallas, where's it coming from? Is it coming from the snow and ice management industry, or has it been more of an across-the-board thing?
John, it's been across the board, but I tell you what, I can give a lot of credit to the additional exposure that we've given to the snow market, okay? And the reason why I say that is the last, let's say the last 4 years, we have had our sales equals the first half the same as the second half. So if that tells you something, that means that we're also doing a lot in the snow industry. And we've always noted a lot for the turf industry, particularly on slope mowing and things of, yeah, mainly the slope side of it and turf grass cutting and the versatility that the tractor gives, but the snow side of it has really blossomed for us and has really been a big component in a sense of helping to fill, particularly for me as I administrate and run the company. Very important to keep it balanced from both first half to the second half of the year. And the snow, doing this is what we've done, has been awesome, has helped that awesomely to make this much better.
So you don't experience a real slowdown like people who are building just plows. Their time, their slowdown time is like right about now, and then they'll start gearing up later. You don't have that because you're making equipment that's versatile enough for landscape and snow.
Yeah, John, no, we don't. In fact, I would encourage those that are looking for snow equipment to make sure they boy, you get into June and July, make sure you're starting to get your orders in because, you know, we're still hammering really hard into the May, June, and even into July on the turf side of the equipment and then getting prepared then for the fall time. So very key to get your orders in that earlier than definitely wait until October and saying, oh, geez, I need three tractors, and it's going to be tough for us to get them at that time.
Well, you know, that brings me to a question I ask everybody that I have on the broadcast from that does any kind of manufacturing. What's on the horizon for Ventrac? What's on a drawing board? What are you guys planning?
John, we got a lot of things going. As I mentioned, even the 20-30% growth, and that's what we're on roll for this year again. It really, our tractor, let me just explain a little bit more on our tractor. We use our tractor, we call it the one tractor solution, where you can use that tractor all year round, okay? So a lot of times, even for some of your snow contractors, if they see themselves doing some things during the summer, and whether it's landscaping or doing some other odds and ends along the side, that tractor really works well for that. We have over 30 attachments, so even if you need a trencher, a stump grinder, those types of things, you can use our tractor for that. So on the horizon, we just want to continue to fill out, move on into the markets a little bit stronger, and particularly into certain areas, and that's that versatility that Ventrac offers you. So we've got some things in our sleeves, and what we're looking at even in the snow equipment, but also just in general overall, as we continue to grow the company and get our brand noted in the industry out there farther.
So I want to make sure I understand this. If a guy buys a Ventrac to clear sidewalks on a large site that he's doing, and he happens to be in the landscape business too, he doesn't have to put that piece of equipment away for the summer and just let it sit there. There's other things that the equipment will do.
Exactly. I just got back from Calgary here a couple of days ago, and if you know Calgary, there's a bunch of hills around and a lot of snow, and then you have the summertime also. And so when you can go and use that tractor, using it all year round, wow! You can put that thing, you can get your ROI out of it a lot more quicker. And really, it's a benefit for the owner of that unit. So definitely, it's the right thing.
That's great, Dallas. I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the broadcast. You got a wonderful piece of equipment. You know that I think that it's probably the best solution for eliminating labor on the market today, and at an affordable cost. There's other pieces that'll do it, but they're hugely expensive. And it's been nice of you to take some time out of your schedule in between trips to Australia and Europe and Calgary and spend a little time with us. And thank you very much for coming on the broadcast. And when you get some, when things start going gangbusters, not so crazy, we're probably going to have you back on the broadcast. Maybe you'll be calling from England.
John, sounds good. Always a pleasure talking with you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dallas, thank you, and safe travels to you.
Okay. Best to you.
Okay.